As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, March the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, broadcasting.com, right? My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014. Join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. It's posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals this morning, gold rebounds and early trading. We'll talk about that in a moment. Chile continues to dig out after the earthquake. We'll go there as well. Banking continues to dominate the news. Yeah, we're going to talk about that as well. And the history of law continues. Readings, property, and other things. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, March the 2nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $5 at $1,123 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $16.65 an ounce. Platinum up $12 at $1,559 a troy ounce. And palladium up $3 at $437. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,113.90 for a low, $1,126.60 for a high, for a $13 spread in there. But at $1,123, your gold is up $197.50 year to year for a 21.34% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,116, and the market walked right on away from that. The SPDR gold shares this morning shows 1,106.99 tons of gold in their stockpile, ostensibly at valued on the street as it is at $39.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 79 at 10,404. The NASDAQ was up 35 at 2,274, and the S&P 500 up 11 at 1,116. Crude oil this morning moves up strongly, 77 basis points. Actually, it's 77 cents to $79.47 a barrel. Kind of hard to keep my pennies and basis points in order some mornings. But anyway, up 77 cents at $79.47 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Pick it up right there on the other side with the USDX, the foreign exchange, and the bond. Be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Let's go back in and close that market report out for Tuesday. Once again, active trading out of New York City. We find gold $5 up at $1,123 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents at $16.65. Platinum up $12 at $15.59. And palladium up $3 at $437. So all the precious metals seem to be going in the right direction this morning. Let's go back down and look at the foreign exchange rates. The U.S. dollar index bumps up just a hair, just a fuzzy bit, up 0.02 or 2 basis points, running at 80.71. That's quite high, however, for that U.S. dollar index, 80.71. That rolls over and impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie moves up with the U.S. dollar, goes up 0.55% or 55 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 29 basis points, yet stays right at that 8 cent mark. The euro up 16 basis points, trades at $1.36, and the British pound losing 5 basis points as it continues to decline. We're going to talk about that in a moment. $1.50 for the British pound. The Swiss franc up 24 basis points, yet trades at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bonds this morning, the yield is at 0.82%. The 10-year is running 3.65. The 30-year is running at 4.60. And in the mortgage market, The 15-year mortgages moved down just a little bit from a month ago where they were at 4.49%. Now they're trading at 4.37. Of course, if you're going to pick up one of those 15-year mortgages, you're going to have points origination fees. Oh, take somebody to lunch, pay for somebody's gasoline, wash their car, wax their car, and pay for the bellboy, probably. I don't know what you'd have to do to get a loan these days. 30-year mortgages this morning are flat month to month. It's 5.06%, so that's the market report. In other news, things aren't going so well for the Queen's bankers these days. That's the way it goes, you know. You get inside of these inbred groups and organizations, and sometimes too high, too old, and too rich is just all of that. Queen's bankers to the rich enlist taxpayers through the RBS. Here's an article off Bloomberg. Richard Tomlinson and Yumlim Lee write this. Bloomberg New News, March the 2nd. On a gray January afternoon in London, John Baines had a blunt message for prospective buyers of Coutts, the 318-year-old British private bank. Coutts and Company, the UK's second largest wealth manager, and its Zurich, Switzerland-based international arm, RBS, Coutts Bank AG, were not on the market. Quote, "We get offers every day," said Baines, 47, then chief executive officer of wealth management at the Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC, the owner of Coutts. "It's terribly flattering, but they're not for sale because we think they're great businesses as well." Well, doesn't look like it's really such a great business there at all, sir, but we'll take your word for it for a moment. A month later, Baines wasn't around to run those great businesses. He quit RBS, declining to comment on the reason for his departure as he walked out of Coutts' 19th century headquarters. That's 1800s, my friends. All right. The 19th century headquarters near London's Trafalgar Square on February the 4th. Baines left behind. I wonder if any relationship to Lyndon Baines Johnson or the Baines or the... Oh, my. Could be. I don't know. Might be. Baines left behind a bank with more than just a management vacancy. Bloomberg Markets reports in its April issue. Disgruntled customers claim that Coutts, or Coutts, C-O-U-T-T-S, you figure it out. Have that with a cup of tea and a crumpet, pilgrim. Disgruntled customers claim that Coutts advisors steered them into bad investments that tied up large chunks of their fortunes. One client says he'll sue for compensation. At the same time, RBS Coutts has suffered an employee exodus in Singapore, potentially crippling the bank's ability to operate in the world's fastest-growing region for private banking. The biggest threat to Coutts' future may lie with its largest shareholders, the British government. God. The parents' bank... Excuse me, the bank's parent, Edinburgh-based RBS, that would be the Royal Bank of Scotland, was rescued from collapse by Gordon Brown's Labour government with a total of £45.5 billion or $68 billion of bailout cash. Seems like there might be something that's just kind of a systemic error that's going around the planet here. Seems like the global financial elite are nothing more than pond scum these days. Well, it might be. The debacle triggered the resignation of RBS CEO Fred Goodwin, the man who drove the lender's expansion, which included the purchase of Coutts. Government-owned, today, the Royal Bank of Scotland is 84% owned by UK taxpayers. And lawmakers are asking how a private bank can remain under public ownership when the Coutts website boasts that it offers its clients advice on the, quote, latest strategies for optimizing tax efficiency and offshore services. If RBS went down, then Coutts would go with it, says Sally Keeble, a Labour Party member of the UK Parliament's Treasury Committee. Coutts continues to be a little enclave for the very rich because the British public has underwritten RBS and a wealth transfer scheme, wouldn't you think? Let's find out what Brian's got to say here. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's bring him up. Good morning, Brian. Are you still there? No, he hung up instantaneously. Brian, don't do that. Call back in, buddy. Oh, well. It was like I'm absolutely, as soon as I clicked on it, gone. But do call back in, Brian. I'll take your call. RBS CEO Stephen Hester says Coutts and RBS Coutts operate within the rules set by the RBS's majority owner. Quote, we've been very clear that we're entirely supportive of all the government initiatives on transparency, on tax treaties across border, on voluntary tax codes being brought in for banks, Hester says. We don't believe we're engaged in an activity that is inappropriate. Well, I'll tell you what, the rest of this article is long, lengthy, dry, stale, and it's just about, well, it's very interesting, let's put it that way, but there are a lot of people hurting. It brings in AIG, however, a guy named Keith Mills, a 59-year-old British entrepreneur who built a fortune creating retail loyalty card programs, leads the chorus of the critics. In December of 2007, Mills says he took Coutts' advice and poured £65 million. Those are, that's a lot of do-re-mi, into a bond fund issued by American International Group, Inc., AIG. I guess stupid is as stupid does, goes globally, doesn't it? Anyway, the New York-based insurer in February of 2008, after AIG posted its then worst quarterly performance ever. How much do you have to pay these bankers for this kind of advice? I think you could get a Bowery bum to crap it out just about as well. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. Let's go into the dictionary and the encyclopedia here for a moment. Look at March, 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 you know. I don't know about y'all, but I like to refresh my memory from time to time every month when the month changes, and sometimes just for fun, go into the encyclopedias and look up simple things like the month of March, for instance, from the Latin Marcius. In the first sense, it's the third month of the year. Originally the first of the Roman year. This was the first month in the Roman year. Of course, December was originally, I think, what, the last of the year? But it's so named in honor of the Roman deity Mars. So when we go through this month, we're thinking about Mars. I think Mars was the god of war, wasn't he? I have to look him up next, maybe. But prior to 1752... the 25th of March was the first day of the legal year. So just make a mental note of that. Maybe a little X on your calendars if you've got one hanging up in the kitchen. March the 25th, the first day of the legal year. Hence, in all records, January, February, and the first 24 days of March have frequently 2 years appended as January the 1st of 1705 and a half, or 1701, 1701 to 1702. And then it continues, it says, see calendar, which one would do. If you've ever studied the calendar, it's quite fascinating. Calendrical thinking. Until late in the 19th century, the custom of leasing dwellings from the 25th of March persisted in some localities. And then it goes on and it talks all about how a march is the way that soldiers move about. And then it talks about music, what is a march in that regard. But I always think it's rather interesting to go back and take a look. And especially because you get these little clues. You know, we're dealing with the global east and they have a tendency to be date keepers, goal setters and things like that. They're into all of these various mysteries and deities and nonsense. So I don't know. There might be something to March 25th. Just keep your eyes peeled for that. This, again off Bloomberg, Geithner, Summers leading a search for successor to Fed's Cohn, K-O-H-N, probably one of the Cohenim, no doubt. Scott Lawnman and Nicholas Johnston writing. New news, the search to fill vacancies at the Federal Reserve is being led by President Barry the Usurper's Treasury Secretary and Chief Economic Advisor, indicating Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke will get support for his politics as he tries to sustain growth while withdrawing monetary stimulus. So rather than ending the Fed or auditing the Fed, no, we're just continuing the Fed. All things continue as they were. Donald Cohn, 67, K-O-H-N, by the way, K-9, 67, said yesterday he will leave when his four-year term as vice chairman ends in June. March, April, May, June. All right. Timmy Geithner, a former New York Fed president, and Lawrence Summers, watch that slippery eel, director of the National Economic Council, are conducting the search to replace him, that would be Donald Cohn, and fill two other vacancies on the Fed board. You see how difficult it is to actually affect change when we change out the presidents and the Congresses with all of these various and sundry appointments that just run on and on into the future. The same problem that we face in the Federal Reserve, we face at the Supreme Court, where they serve in good pleasure or until death do us part. This, back to the article again, Geithner, 48, a young man, isn't he, has proposed expanding the Fed's oversight of large financial firms in a regulatory overhaul, while Lawrence Summers, who's 55, also a pretty young man, said in an interview last month that the Fed's independence is crucial to keeping inflation low and maximizing jobs growth. Now, how does that line up with what Congress is asking for with an audit of the Fed? Lawrence Summers, again, is saying that the Fed's independence is crucial to keeping inflation low and maximizing job growth. The usurper's nominees are likely to back Bernanke, said former Fed governor Lyle Gramley. Don't sound like Irish names to me, do they, to you? They will fit in very well with the Fed and come to be supporters of Bernanke and the policies he's trying to follow, said Gramley, now senior economic advisor with Potomac Research Group in Washington. Possible Cohn successors, according to Fed watchers and former officials, include Federal Governor Daniel Tarullo, 57, who's backed tougher bank regulation, Christina Romer, 51, an architect of the administration's 2009 fiscal stimulus, and San Francisco Fed President Janet Yellen, 63, one of the central bank's top advocates of lower interest rates. Cohn, a 40-year central bank veteran, said history will judge Bernanke and the Fed to have met challenges over the last several years, quote, with great speed, imagination, and effectiveness. According to the text of his resignation letter to Obama, released yesterday by the Fed, the usurper decided last August to nominate Bernanke for a second term. We all know that. I'll spare you the details. Even with the appointments, Bernanke still has overwhelming power, said Lawrence Meyer, a Fed governor from 1996 to 2002, who's now the vice president of Consultant Macroeconomic Advisors, LLC. You see the problem that we've got here? It's like, will the circle be unbroken? Anyway, I'm not going to sing on the air. Sing pretty well, though. Anyhow, there you go. That's enough of that article. I'm going to puke if we keep going to it. You think that the United States is on its knees and that we manufacture nothing in this country? Here's a little article that might give us a better clue as to what we're still doing. U.S. arms sales to Taiwan proceed over China's protests. So our number one trading partner in the world is China. And then we're going to go over there and poke the tiger in the eyeball with a sharp stick. This article off Bloomberg by Tony Capaccio. Capaccio, hey. Sounds Italian to me. Good name there. Tony, hey, Tony. Write about it. A proposed U.S. sale to Taiwan of missiles, helicopters, and ships valued at about $6.4 billion will go forward. So even though we can't stuff our missiles, helicopters, and ships into the cargo containers that return empty on the Maersk lines to China, we're still building some things, but these are rather interesting things we build. We build the best enemies that money can buy. A proposed U.S. sale to Taiwan of missiles, helicopters, and ships valued at about $6.4 billion will go forward. The House and Senate Foreign Affairs Committee took no action on the proposal during the 30-day window for objection that ended yesterday. They had 30 days to object. They took no action. That window closes. See how it works? They don't have to vote for anything. They just have to shut up and let the time limits run. We'll be back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, going into this article by Tony Capasio. The U.S. arms sales to Taiwan proceeds over China's protests. They aren't very happy about this idea. But, of course, the military-industrial complex is quite content with their whores in the House and Congress, Senate. The House Senate and Foreign Affairs Committee took no action on the proposal during the 30-day window for the objection that ended yesterday, thereby allowing it to proceed in the face of protests from China. It's cleared, so we are moving forward to put together the paperwork that will eventually be the letter of offer to Taiwan Defense Security Cooperation Agency, that would be the DSCA, spokesman Paul Ebner said. Paul Ebner, that's a real Catholic name there. The U.S. Defense Department wants to sell Taiwan the most advanced Patriot anti-missile system, which is built by Lockheed Martin Corporation and Raytheon Company. The system, valued at $2.8 billion, would add to Taiwan's network of 22 missile sites around the country to defend against a Chinese attack. Well, ostensibly, it also puts all of that equipment and hardware in Taiwan and makes it real. It's like forward caching. If the Chinese did decide to knock out the Taiwan government, they would have plenty of Patriot anti-missile systems and other stuff there to reverse engineer and play with against the United States. When China's army has, quote, increased the quantity and sophistication of its ballistic and cruise missiles and fighter aircraft opposite Taiwan, which has diminished Taiwan's ability to deny China's efforts to attain air superiority in a conflict, according to the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. That's rather oxymoronic. Anyway, am I the only one when you read things like this, you know, here we are, we're moving into the 21st century and these morons are still schlepping along with their 8th century attitude of imperialism and aggrandizement and war, all men at war against all men? My goodness. What a mess. The proposal also includes UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters costing $3.1 billion, made by United Technologies Corp. and Boeing Company's Harpoon missiles at a cost of $37 million. Today, down in Chile, the looters are going through the groceries trying to find something to eat and dipping water out of ditches, because their infrastructure is broken, and this is what's happening here. Billions and billions and millions and millions, all for the destruction of human life. Unbelievable. Contacts with the U.S. After the planned sale was announced on January the 29th, China said it would suspend military-to-military contacts with the U.S. and impose sanctions on the companies that make the weapons. To date, China has postponed at least three high-level exchanges. Separate visits to the U.S. by their chief of staff and one of their regional commanders, and a visit to China by the head of the U.S. Pacific Command, Pentagon spokeswoman Major Maureen Schumann said in an email today. Still, China did allow the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier and four other U.S. warships to anchor last month at Hong Kong, where more than 5,000 sailors had shore leave. They got their liberty. I would imagine those 5,000 sailors had a little bit more than shore leave while they visited. Even as President Barry the Usurper prepared to meet with the Dalai Lama over the objections of the leaders in Beijing. Well, that's enough of that article. You get the idea. Nobody could really be possibly in favor of that unless you own stock shares in Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and Boeing Company, I guess. In the political news today, the Texas budget gap veteran Rick Perry, faces Hutchison in a state primary. The tone of this article lets you know that Deborah Medina has already been written off. But this by Daryl Preston, I wonder if he has a dog. March the 2nd, Bloomberg New News, Texas Governor Rick Perry led lawmakers in closing a 2003 budget deficit, faces off in today's primary election against U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, who vows to combine agencies as the state confronts a spending gap that may swell to $10 billion. Combining agencies, that's centralization as opposed to fragmentation. Well, anyway, that election is likely to be over by midnight, won't it? Republican voters in the second most populous state will choose among Perry, 59, the longest-serving governor in Texas history and the front-runner in the polls, Hutchison, who is 66 years old, and Deborah Medina, who is 47. Democrat candidates include former Houston Mayor Bill White, who is 55 years old and ahead in the polls, and Houston business owner Farouk Shami, who is 67 years old. Even with a deficit that may be the largest in 7 years. Texas bonds have yields below Nevada, and then it goes on and on and on. Talks all about revenue falling and all the same kind of plight and trouble that everybody else has. They go on about campaign videos and Sarah Palin portrayed Hutchison as the earmark queen, showing her next to President Barry the usurper, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's going down today in Texas. What else do we have? Let's go over here and look at Chile. Chile. Down to Chile, they're digging out. Chile asks for international aid as looting spreads after quake. And this by Sebastian Boyd and Michael Smith, also off Bloomberg. March the 2nd, new news. Chile asks for international aid to recover from an 8.8 magnitude earthquake that killed at least 723 people in the South American country as people scrounged for food in hard-hit areas and looters emptied supermarkets. Pretty much sounds like the standard drill, doesn't it? Wonder if some one of these days we're going to read an article like that about New York City. Maybe we'll read articles like that about Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland. Possibly. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrives in Chile today to offer support. Well, you pass on that whole thing. They're talking about field kitchens, purification systems, field hospitals, and so on. Bands of looters roam the streets of Concepcion and the port city of Talcahuano. Never was very good with Spanish language, but about 15 kilometers or 9 miles away, emptying supermarkets, stores, and homes of food, appliances, and clothes. Just to let you know, you can have 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 years of storage foods, but you're going to have to be able to protect those storage foods when the fecal matter hits the rotating oscillator, because this is the sort of thing that happens. I'll say it again, bands of looters roamed the streets of Concepcion and the port city of whatever it is, emptying supermarkets, stores, and homes of food, appliances, and clothes. People collected water from drainage ditches and muddy ponds as taps ran dry and electricity was out for a third day. Rescuers dug through the rubble in the hardest hit areas, including Concepcion, a metropolitan region of about 1 million people. Well, it just gets worse and it goes on and on. The scenario changes with each aftershock and each passing hour, but due to the conditions we're working in and the good weather, we can't lose hope, said Santiago fireman Captain Juan Carlos Subercasaco, who was in Concepcion to assist. He and his team were trying to gain access to a 15-story building that collapsed with dozens of people inside. What a sad day. And in the middle of the night, too, early morning hours. Pray that the end doesn't come in the middle of the winter, right? Antonio Fuenzalida, 48, watched his fireman cut a hole in the side of a building close to where his nephew's Jose Luis Leon's apartment stood. Earlier, the fireman had pulled out some of his nephew's clothes. I hope he's alive and in an open space inside. We're trying not to lose hope. Total economic cost may be as much as $30 billion, or about 15% of the country's gross domestic product, according to estimates by disaster scenario modeler Equicot, Inc. Insured losses may amount to $3 billion to $8 billion. This is all about the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. This is an actuarial article, really. People are investing lots of money in cat bonds and other things like that.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
And it is sometimes difficult to wade through the what I consider to be virtually a regurgitorium, the news on the internet each and every morning as I do. You know, it's important to me. I want to make sure that we don't have Godzilla doing chin-ups on the St. Louis Arch or some other nonsense or tomfoolery or certainly some kind of a great cataclysm. And I'll just come on and start reading out of my law books or something, you know, make me look like a buffoon. Well, I try not to, so that I have to go on and do that. But it does take time every morning, and it's quite tedious because there's other things that I'd much rather share with the audience on a daily basis than the news. But the news does provide a window into some of the things that we discuss, especially when we get into politics, we get into law and things like that, the economy. To understand it, really, we need to put it in a daily perspective, because as things change on a daily basis, so also changes law and public opinion. This, out of a book that we've referred to it a couple times in the past, The Origins of the Common Law, Arthur Hoag. This is one of our Liberty Fund books. I'm certainly hoping to get them as a sponsor. Haven't gotten the response yet from them that I'd hoped for, but we'll see. Published back in 1986, but this was originally copyrighted in 1966 by the Indiana University Press and was reprinted in 1974, but it is Arthur R. Hoag's The Origins of the Common Law. And here towards the end of this first segment of this broadcast, We'll start in and understand a little bit more about equity, the three E's of sustainable development. A very good friend of mine, Michael Shaw, founder of Freedom Advocates, freedomadvocates.org, where you can find some of my talks and writings and interviews with Michael in the past. But we think about the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity. But in brief conversations that he and I have had together, coming to an understanding of equity and how that applies is difficult. It's hard to pin it down. I'll just pick it up the way that Arthur Hoeg writes, a discussion of equity as a distinct body of procedures and legal principles can easily bog down in a swamp of definitions when it reaches backwards into the Middle Age. In theory, at least, all laws are equitable when they first come into use. All laws are equitable when they first come into use, in theory, at least. With the passage of time, laws become rigid and fixed in their application. Timid judges or unthinking officials fail to grasp the principle or the intent embodied in a rule. Again, timid judges or unthinking officials fail to grasp the principle or the intent embodied in a rule. They hesitate to widen its application. The social order constantly changes, but the laws all too frequently lag behind. It then becomes necessary to close in some fashion the gap between social change and the legal system. Social change and the legal system, closing in some fashion the gap. In the 13th century, the English king and his council, including his judges and great officers, were able to exercise the royal duty and right to develop new remedies for new wrongs. New remedies for new wrongs. Hate speech. The Patriot Act. Civil asset forfeiture and seizure. Rendition. Torture. Warrantless searches. Knock and talk. International Property Maintenance Code, etc. Thus, new forms of action, new writs such as trespass, and new royal courts such as Common Pleas and the King's Bench were all quote-unquote equitable in the 13th century. New royal courts, tribunals, etc. Again, trying to understand just what is that third E in the three E's of sustainable development, what is meant by equity. The emergence of the chancery, you pay your money, you take your chance, like going to see the Pope and buying an indulgence, right? The emergence of chancery as a court of equity in the 14th century is worth noting. So we're not talking about something that has risen up as out of the dust yesterday. This, the 14th century, that'd be the 1300s, right? We're talking 700 years ago. Of course, you don't need to pay attention to law or admiralty or equity or mercantilism or any of the other things in history. Just go ahead and keep looking forward as if there's nothing in your rearview mirror. But the emergence of chancery as a court of equity in the 14th century is worth noting because its procedures ultimately led to a widening distinction between what were later called the common law courts and the equity courts. But we should not look for the 16th or 17th century distinctions between common law and equity in the court system of the 13th century. In the 13th century, every institution concerned with the administration of justice was equitable in the sense that it was free to provide substantial justice by enlarging the existing remedies. interesting stuff in here. The Crown, working through the Chancellor's office, seems to have been prompt to invent new remedies, and the baronage, representing the activity, sought at times to curb it. Nevertheless, the Chancellor's office was so central for the administration of justice that it continued its equitable functions, particularly in the handling of petitions, since the Chancellor, better than any other official, knew the existing law. He was in an excellent position to make judgments about what the law ought to be. Ought to be. It's like looking at the Declaration of Independence or the Federal Compact, the Constitution for the United States of America, and make judgments about what it ought to say. Interesting stuff. How we revisit the past in each succeeding generation. Chancery emerged as the principal secretariat of the English royal court long before the opening of the 13th century, and thereafter the Chancellor and his staff steadily enlarged the scope of their services, and by the close of the 15th century the Chancellor provided over his own court of equity, supplementing by his jurisdiction the more inflexible rules of common law. The Chancellor was a peer of the other great officers of the state, who were always at court daily, consulting the king's will. Like the justiciar and the treasurer, the Chancellor was in a position to affect the character of the administration. Well, it goes on and on. Talks about the origins of the common law in that book. And in this big tome that we've been working out of, making our way through bit by bit by bit, Dillevaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition, published by Prentice Hall back in 1971. We're talking about personal property, briefly, this week. We talked yesterday about methods of acquiring title, and just started into this idea of title by transfer, how you might come into title by transfer. The methods of acquiring title and review. Title to personal property may be acquired through any of the following methods. 1, original possession. 2, transfer. This is what we're going to talk about next. And accession or confusion. So let's look at title by transfer. Personal property may be transferred by sale, gift, will, or the operation of law. The law relating to transfer by sale has previously been discussed in connection with Article 2 of the Uniform Commercial Code. It will be recalled that other articles of the code specify the methods of transfer for intangibles, such as negotiable instruments, accounts receivable, stock certificates, and the like. Uniform Commercial Code, Equity Courts. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again in just kind of a community note, I guess I could say. As we start our second hour of today's broadcast, I'm going to be traveling up to Mount Vernon this evening with a friend of mine. And actually welcome the start, the inauguration of yet another of the Ozark Property Rights Congress's county chapters. Now I've got one here in southwest Missouri in McDonald County, one in Barry County, and we're going to have one beginning this evening in Lawrence County. I know there's a lot of you that eschew the use of groups as a way of getting the word out, but I'm always energized and enthused because when we have people who are working actively locally, willing to help other people come to an understanding and a knowledge of the importance of property, then I feel as though at least my time has been well invested. So I'll be doing that this evening. We'll report on that tomorrow, let you know how that went down. And as a programming note, on Thursday, I intend to be, I hope to be joined by Dale Robertson. I intend to interview, I guess, Dale Robertson. Some of you may know him, teaparty.org. And we're going to go into his side of what is the Tea Party as far as he knows it and compare notes. So it might be a rather interesting broadcast. You can look forward to that on Thursday. Hopefully we'll have him for the full 2 hours air out a lot of laundry there. But if you've ever wondered what is happening with the Tea Parties, this will be an opportunity not only to listen in but also to interact with your phone calls. Dale Robertson scheduled to be my guest on Thursday. Back to this discussion titled by transfer, the personal property may be transferred by sale, gift, will, or the operation of law. The law relating to transfer by sale has previously been discussed, again, in the Uniform Commercial Code. There are three elements of a valid gift: intention to make the gift, delivery, and acceptance of the gift. Right, a valid gift. This is not necessarily Christmas stuff, but it could be, I guess, any of the merchant man's holy days. But this is the way that title can be transferred, one of the three principal ways: sale, gift, will, or operation of law. I guess there's four. And here it is. We're talking about the valid gift. From a legal standpoint, the element of delivery is the most significant because the law requires an actual physical change in possession of the property with the owner's consent. I give this to you. It harkens back to the time when we were selling land. We talked about that previously, where you'd actually bring a clod of dirt or a branch from one of the trees off the property that you were conveying, and you offer that to the other person as in transfer. It's delivery. Continuing, from a legal standpoint, the element of delivery is, again, the most significant because the law requires an actual physical change in possession of the property with the owner's consent. In the case of choses in action, the transfer of possession usually takes place by means of an assignment. the exception being negotiable instruments, which may be transferred either by assignment or negotiation. It'll be recalled that a promise to make a gift is ordinarily not enforceable because no consideration is present to support the promise. However, an executed gift, one accomplished by delivery of the property to the donor, cannot be rescinded except in the case of a gift causa mortis, or which will be discussed later. Cannot be rescinded once you give it to him. I'm thinking of child's fairy tales there. Anyway, so skip on that. But again, as we read through this stuff, we're being introduced to the language of law. This is the language of the law merchant. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side of the break and continue our broadcast. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined as we are now by our AM and FM affiliates out there in terrestrial radio land. Big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650, AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number always remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome in the first hour of today's broadcast, which you can access off the show archives page at oraclebroadcasting.com. We talked about some news articles, some of the things that are happening globally, and then we started back into our discussion of law a little bit. We're going to continue that in this hour, not so much as to provide procedures and remedies for you, but just generally the history of law, getting a little bit of a background understanding on just what is this insanity that's all around us, that plagues us every day, that we don't understand, that others use against us, and we have so very little understanding of that we can scarce use it for ourselves. I've said many times I could probably not defend myself adequately against a parking ticket, but certainly know all about a lot of things. History, I know. Procedure, I don't. I'm not a lawyer. Don't give any advice. Just information, things that you can use to fill up your treasure chest of knowledge. We're talking about gifts, title by transfer, three basic ways of transferring title to property. Personal property may be acquired by through any of the following methods. Original possession, we spoke about that yesterday. Transfer, which we'll carry on with for a moment here. And then accession or confusion. So the three elements then of a valid gift, intention to make the gift, you have to have an intent. Intent is very important, you know. But intent to make the gift, delivery, and the acceptance of the gift. And if you go back through, as I have, and I've read now 1,000 pages of this lengthy tome, Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, 1971. It's 40 years old. It needs, you'd have to add to this information more current studies in the Uniform Commercial Code. But certainly, looking back through all of these various and sundry pages, the idea of the gift of delivery and the acceptance of the gift and consideration and honor and offer and promises and all of that, it makes up the body of the discussion of commercial law. From a legal standpoint, the element of delivery is the most significant because the law requires an actual physical change in possession of the property. And then it has to be with the owner's consent. So you have intent and consent and delivery and possession, possession being considered 9 points of the law. In the case of choices of action, the transfer of possession usually takes place by means of an assignment, the exception being negotiable instruments. Boy, is there a lot written about that in the Uniform Commercial Code. Negotiable instruments, which may be transferred either by assignment or negotiation. It will be recalled that a promise to make a gift is ordinarily not enforceable because no consideration is present to support the promise, consideration being a very fundamental basic principle in commerce as well. A promise to make a gift is not enforceable. Just because you say a thing is not necessarily, without consideration, is not necessarily the same as doing a thing. However, an executed gift, in other words, it's been signed up, you've done it, delivery and acceptance is there, one accomplished by delivery of the property to the donor, cannot be rescinded, except in the case of a gift causa mortis, discussed later. So if you give something, once you've given it and the delivery has been effected and they've accepted the gift, whether it be a gift of land, a gift of horses, a gift of cattle, chattel, gold, or otherwise, once you've made the gift, that gift has been made. Can't be rescinded. The delivery can be either actual, constructive, or symbolic, as the situation may depend. Again, demand. Again, as we said before, in the olden day, long, long, long ago, far away in a far away land, when you sell a piece of property, you would actually bring a hide of land. You'd bring a little wheelbarrow or pouch full of the dirt from the property, and you would give that to the other person by way of giving him title, rights, and interest in that land Sometimes you'd bring a branch or something from a tree that was cut from a tree on that property so that he could see that, yes, indeed, and in fact, there were oak on that land or something, ash or some other mulberry, some other desirable tree, black walnut or something. The delivery can be either actual, constructive, or symbolic as the situation may demand. Thus, if the property is in storage, the donor could make a delivery by giving the donee the warehouse receipt. Isn't that how fractional reserve banking all came into existence? These warehouse receipts? A donor may also accomplish delivery by giving the donee something that is a token representing the latter's dominion and control. For example, a key to a strongbox given to a person with words indicating an intent to make a gift of the contents would constitute the symbol for delivery of the gift. Think about all of the things that happen in international law that are done by symbols. All of the symbolism that we see around us each and every day. All the symbolics. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician where words become no more than symbols in a language game and you sign and give papers and seal them with your wax seals and affix your signatures to them and so on and so forth. All of these symbols representing dominion and control. It was previously noted that gifts causa mortis constitute an exception to the general rule in the finality of completed gifts. A gift causa mortis is in contemplation of death and refers to the situation in which a person who is or who believes that he is facing death makes a gift on the assumption that death is imminent. How much land and wealth has been transferred to the Jesuits on that principle, causa mortis, deathbed wishes, grandma's confident that her time is drawing close, she hands you a favorite ring or an earring and say, here, daughter, you may have this, remember me. A person about to embark on a perilous trip or to undergo a serious operation or one who has apparently incurable and fatal illness might make a gift and deliver the item to the donee on the assumption that he is not long for this world. Think of all the World Wildlife Fund and the Sierra Club and the Nature Conservancy and all of these various and sundry wills, bequests, and donations to Gun Owners of America and the National Rifle Association and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms and the Red Cross and so on. Gifts, causa mortis. Right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Certainly it helps to poke around in these old musty-tosty books from time to time, because you do pick up so much that can be helpful understanding the things that are happening around us each and every day in America and around the world. Law, Liberty, and Parliament, a book I've shared with you a little bit from in the past. This, again, one of the fantastic books from the Liberty Fund out of Indianapolis. I read this first back in 2004, a couple of years ago. Selected Essays on the Writings of Sir Edward Coke. But here on page 53 and 54, begins like this. He points out that the Royal College of Physicians were to receive one half of all the fines, and therefore not only judges, but also parties in any case that comes before them. And it is an established maxim of common law that no man can be judge in his own case. So the court is actually receiving and has the ability to distribute the fines. Are they actually a party in this case? Do they become a party in this case? Again, the Royal College of Physicians were to receive one half of all the fines and are therefore not only judges but also parties in any case that comes before them. This back at the time of King James, this is a couple of weeks ago when these kinds of words were written. Here's another bit, same place, a quote. And it appears in our books that in many cases the common law will control acts of Parliament, and sometimes adjudge them to be utterly void. For when an act of Parliament is against the common right or reason, or repugnant or impossible to be performed, the common law will control it and adjudge such act to be void. Words which challenged both the Crown and Parliament and provoked controversies which have continued to our own day. Let's see how those have continued to our own day. Here, out of the Encyclopedia Americana, the 1951 edition, a simple encyclopedia entry titled Marbury versus Madison. A well-known decision in law handed down in 1803 by the United States Supreme Court. It is important as affording the earliest instance of the declaration by the court that a congressional statute is null and void by reason of its repugnance to the Constitution of the United States. And here, all the way back, with the Royal College of Physicians at the time of Sir Edward Coke, the same precepts were being advanced. Continuing from the Encyclopedia, Marbury was appointed Justice of the Peace in the District of Columbia by President Adams. The commission, though drawn up, signed, and sealed, had never been delivered. Remember, delivery, important. Personal property may be transferred by sale, gift, will, or operation of law, three elements of a valid gift, intention to make the gift, delivery, and the acceptance of a gift, but this had never signed, sealed, yet had never been delivered. Signed, sealed, and delivered, I'm yours. Even in pop songs, law comes through. Madison, when he became Secretary of State, refused to deliver it. An act of Congress empowered the United States Supreme Court to issue executive officers a writ of mandamus to force them to attend to their duties. There's your writ of mandamus mentioned. You could look that up. Google it, Google it, dogpile it, or web ferret it. But basically here, the writ of mandamus forces the United States Supreme Court to attend to their duties. And on the basis of this act, Marbury brought suit. Now the Constitution nowhere mentions the right to issue a writ of mandamus among the cases of original jurisdiction by the Supreme Court. Chief Justice Marshall, therefore, decided against Marbury and his argument. Admittedly, the only accurate one established an important precedence which is found only in the courts of the United States, Marbury versus Madison, 1803, by the Supreme Court. Might look it up. Just talking about law a little bit more in our pursuit of understanding, adding jewels and gems into our treasure chest of knowledge. Continuing from this idea of gift, we talked about causa mortis. But a person about to embark on a perilous trip or to undergo a serious operation, or one who is apparently incurable in fatal illness, might make a gift and deliver the item to the donee on the assumption that he's not long for the world. But if he returns safely, the operation is successful, or the illness is miraculously cured, the donor is allowed to revoke the gift and recover the property from the donee. Grandma's health is restored. And she asked daughter for the earring back. Daughter should surrender it. A person's property is also transferred on his death. Such transfer will be to persons named in his will, or if he dies intestate, and we spoke of that, one without a will, it will be to the heirs as named in the applicable law of descent and distribution, intestate statutes, and you can find them in your state law. The requirements of a valid will vary from state to state, but all states require that a person signing his will be of sound mind and memory and not be acting under duress or undue influence. And there's much ink spilled under duress or undue influence in the Uniform Commercial Code. It comes up over and over and over again. Sound mind and memory is competency hearings. Sound mind and memory is usually defined as the capacity building, right out of the Agenda 21. Sound mind and memory is usually defined as the capacity to know the nature and extent of property owned, the capacity to know the natural objects of one's affection, and to make a scheme of distribution. The degree of mental capacity required in making a will is not as high as that required in entering contracts. Wills usually must be attested by two or more credible witnesses. Can't just scribble out a will and leave it on your bedside. That's more like a I don't know, a final chapter in your life. It may be honored by law. It might not be. It should be noted that with the exception of the rights of spouses, rights created by statute, testators can make whatever disposition of their property they desire. These rights of spouses generally include the right to renounce the will and take a statutory share in the estate or to elect dower. This latter subject will be discussed in the next chapter, blah, blah, blah. The net effect of these laws is to guarantee a spouse a minimum share of the estate. And I can assure you, my friends, that we go back in law and the common law, we'll track this all the way back into very early times in Europe and then all the way back into the Orient. In a time out of mind. That's the idea of common law. Why do we do such a thing? Well, we've always done it that way. From time out of mind. Key phrase. Can't remember when we started doing it like that. Always have. Transfers by operation of law include such transfers as judicial sales, mortgage foreclosures, and intestate succession. In most states of transfer of property, the transferee takes no better title than his transferor had. That's almost a uniform law. You can't sell some. You can't give somebody more than what you actually have. You can't transfer to another person and sell something more than you actually had. And that's important.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
But of course, if you've lost your mind and you've then lost your marbles, you could always make marbles for yourself. Again, out of the encyclopedia, marbles and marble playing. Yeah, you know, it's in there too. I know a lot of people think that reading is such an old-fashioned thing. Knowledge really becoming out of vogue in most places. But marbles are small balls of baked clay, marble, agate, or spheres of glass used as toys and playthings for children. They're manufactured in large quantities in Saxony for exportation to the United States and to India and China. They were also largely manufactured in the agate mills at Oberstein on the Nahe in Germany for the American market. The material used in Saxony is a hard calcareous stone, which is first broken up into square blocks with a hammer. These are then thrown 100 to 150 together into a mill, which is a stationary flat slab of stone with a number of concentric furrows upon its face. Over this, a block of oak of the same diameter, partially resting upon the small stones, is kept rotating while water flows upon the stone slabs in 15 minutes. The marbles are worn completely round and are fit for sale. An establishment with three mills will manufacture 60,000 marbles in a week. And it continues and then tells you how to play the game. So if you've lost your marbles, you might consider making a few for yourself. But that would be a lost art, wouldn't it? The average person couldn't even begin to understand how a marble might be made or how tidal might be affected by transfer. Let's finish this out. Transfers by operation of law include such transfers as judicial sales, mortgage foreclosures, and intestate succession. Again, in most cases of transfer of property, the transferee takes no better title than his transferor had. You hear about people wanting to raise their land up to such and such, you know. Well, when you buy a piece of property or when you buy an automobile, the best you can hope for is to gain the same quality of title than the person that was selling it to you had. And of course, we've talked all about that with the authors Ronald P. McDonald, Ronald McDonald, not the guy with the wig and the nose, but the author, along with Robert P. McDonald, Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, which peculiar names. Their book, They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency, where we discover because of this mercantile or admiralty lien of hypothecation, maritime law, that is hidden in all of these Federal Reserve notes, these foreign products the Federal Reserve Bank owns, Treasury prints, they buy them from the Treasury. When we buy and sell with these notes, we're not really ever presenting payment. We never pay for anything. As a result, there's always this hidden lien laying there. I'm trying to prove that hypothesis, by the way. I'm not absolutely convinced that they're correct. But as your faithful reporter, I'll continue and then I'll report back to you if I find something substantially in error with their hypothesis. But nevertheless, it makes for a fascinating study, and I'm revisiting these various old forms of law to try and bring to my own mind a clear understanding of just what it is they're trying to say in their book. Dropping down again further, though, this is true even though the transferee believes that his transferor has good title. Believing that someone else has a good title does not necessarily mean that it is good title. That's why we have things like title search and title insurance. Thus, an innocent purchaser from a thief obtains no title to the property purchased, and no subsequent purchaser stands in any better position. Don't care if you did buy it from the long-legged Mac Daddy. He stole it from someone else, robbed Peter to pay Paul. And just because it's in your possession doesn't give you any better title than it the thief had. buy it from a pawn shop. If it's stolen goods, it's still stolen goods. However, if the transfer of the property had a voidable title, then he sells property to an innocent purchaser, the transferee may obtain good title to the property. So there are nuances to understand. This topic is discussed in the book on the Uniform Commercial Code from the standpoint of the purchaser in the ordinary course of business and the good faith purchaser for value. So once again, the value of going through a textbook like this, you can pick them up at the flea market. Maybe you could find one on political science. Perhaps there's some particular field of understanding or knowledge that appeals to you. And you could keep your eyes peeled for books and add to your knowledge. You know, if the system collapses on the other side of that collapse, we may be rebuilding a society. This thing may unravel, this Gordian knot may unravel to such an extent that we're basically looking at almost feudal or Stone Age times. It depends on how seriously, how vigorous the captains of finance and industry are in all of the various sectors in their struggle, their reach for the brass ring of power. In the Yeshua, you say never again, in reference to the Holocaust, quote unquote, never again. They've got more nuclear weapons than just about anybody ever right to have or reason to have that many. But if something comes along and it gives them enough notice to fire them off, they might just nuke most of the world with their nuclear devices. Then what will we do? Under Joseph Stalin, had it not been for the ladies and men that had hidden away little bits of the Bible in their heart, the people would have, the Eastern Orthodox would have just gone, been extinguished. If we don't remember some of our math and our science and our history, if we don't remember something about cosmogony and law, and our tongues and our tribes and our creeds and our traditions, maybe just through the passage of time and the workings of the indoctrination center we call the public fool system, we will forget our background, we'll forget our history, we'll forget our past, and we'll just believe that up is down and down is up and white is black and black is white just because someone, an expert, said so. So it helps to look at some of this material and file it away. The third way is by accession. Accession literally means adding to. In the law of personal property, accession has two basic meanings. First of all, it refers to the right of an owner to all that his property produces. Now listen carefully. For example, the owner of a cow is also the owner of each calf born, and the owner of lumber is the owner of a table made from the lumber by another. Accession is also the legal term used to signify the acquisition of title to personal property when it is incorporated into other property or joined with other property. Again, I don't anticipate that you're going to get all this first go around. The archives are freely available to you. You may be just listening to it, get a little better idea. They say, you know, it's important to walk a mile in the other person's moccasins from time to time. We can look with loathing and distaste at the lawyers, the attorneys, and the bankers, the investment bankers and commercial bankers and stockbrokers and all these people. But do let us have enough common sense to realize that they have gone through lots and lots of training to get where they're at. And some of them actually and honestly believe they're doing the right thing, with or without their moral compass adjusted properly. Continuing along here, accession is also the legal term used to signify the acquisition of title to personal property when it is incorporated into other property or joined with other property. Problems of accession have been discussed in connection with secured transactions, wherein the rights of a party with a security in the accession and in the whole are discussed. Well, there's a lot more to that. Let's say you have hire someone to build a deck on your property, on your house. And they come and they build the deck on their on your house. All of a sudden, you've got somebody that has an interest in your property until such time as you've paid him off. Hopefully, you'll pay him off on time and you won't have a lien on your property. I'd have to share your breakfast with the carpenter. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So here we are closing out the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. And, of course, if you missed any of the first hour, you can certainly catch it again on the replay. It's coming up in a little bit at oraclebroadcasting.com. You can click on the show archives link and go right to the Become Vocal Local page and listen to your heart's content. There's over a year's worth of broadcasting stored there right now for you. Again, back to a session, closing out this idea, the methods of acquiring title and so on. Looking at personal property, some of the examples could be given that would be very small or minor in comparison, but they establish principles or rules that could be extended to great length. If, for instance, you were visiting at a friend's house and you noticed that an important button on your blouse or shirt was missing, and you ask if your host had a button and a needle and thread you could borrow to close up your blouse, if they loaned you or gifted you a button and a little bit of thread, would that then mean that they owned your blouse? If you were all geared up mentally to invest your Saturday making bread or something, only to discover that you were just a little shy of the necessary flour, and you stepped next door and borrowed a cup of flour from your neighbor, you were making a four-loaf batch of bread dough, would the addition of your neighbor's one cup of flour give them title rights and interest in your flour, in your bread? There seem to be relatively small issues, but when you think of something like making bread in a factory situation, and you notice if you look at your list of ingredients on a loaf of bread's package, the packaging material where they show you the ingredients, sometimes they say 2% or less of the following ingredients. Well, somebody that has hydrogenated soybean flip-flop oil, less than 2% have title rights and interest in the product of the bread bakery that all those loaves made. Well, they have an interest in there, but they don't have title to that. Let's find out a little bit more about it. When a session occurs, the issue of who has title is frequently litigated. The general rule is that when the goods of two different owners are united together, without the willful misconduct of either party, the title to the resulting product goes to the owner of the major portion of the goods. Those are your loaves of bread. You'll have to settle with that cup of flour on the side, but those are your loaves of bread. You had the major portion of the goods. This rule is based on the principle that personal property permanently added to other property and forming a minor portion of the finished product becomes part and parcel of the larger unit. And since the title can be in only one party, it is in the owner of the major portion. Make sense? And it continues, becomes more involved, but it goes along the same line. Also, we discuss confusion. What do we mean here? Confusion. Property of such a character that one unit may not be distinguished from another unit and that is usually sold by weight or measure is known as fungible property. Fungible property. Grain, hay, logs, wine, oil, and other similar articles afford illustrations of property of this nature. Such property, belonging to various parties, often is mixed by intention of the parties and occasionally by accident, unintentional mistake, or by the wrongful misconduct of an owner of some of the goods. Confusion of fungible property belonging to various owners, assuming that no misconduct, confusion by consent, accident, or unintentional mistake is involved, results in an undivided ownership of the total mass. You got several fields, and you're putting up hay. You've got your square bales out there, and all the boys towards the end of the day are running here and there and everywhere, picking up all of the last bales of hay off of all of the fields. They had to go back and cut open the broken ones and rebale them, etc. And so now you've got the last couple of wagons coming out of the field, and they have hay from a multitude of fields. Who then is the owner of those bales? Well, this is this concept of confusion. There was no intent here to, by accident, unintentional mistake, there's no misconduct here. But again, it says, it results in an undivided ownership of the total mass. We all have an interest in these bales. To illustrate, Grain is stored in a public warehouse by many parties. Each owner holds an undivided interest in the total mass, his particular interest being dependent upon the amount stored by him, grain elevators and such. So we can see that there's more to the big picture than the political fantasists sometimes would indicate in their discussions. I like to be a political realist on the broadcast. I know that there are no simple solutions to the global problems. I realize that as man has advanced, if you will, or maybe declined, as we have become global, virtually in all things, whether we the people wanted to go there or not, we've been led there by our leaders and by the captains of finance and industry and by their appointed dictators and by their super social scientists. And now we find ourselves in this confusion where our little bit of grain here has been added to someone else's grain there. And we're trying to find out and discuss who owns what, where, and how. How will we move forward in the next 100 years? How will we be able to maintain our sovereignty and national identity when all things point towards a global hodgepodge, a mismatch? The global plantation, the outsourcing and insourcing of employments, the runaway exporting, the import-export imbalances, the lack of tariffs, a global fiat monetary system. How do you unravel a Gordian knot like that? How do you get all of these foreign entanglements off our backs? The repudiation of the public debt is a beginning. But would it be sufficient? There's so much more to the puzzle than meets the eye that it almost boggles the mind, and I'm confident that that's part of the malaise that besets our people and people in other countries around the world. No one quite really understands how to extricate ourselves. The stand-up comics, the comedians in the past, Ollie. Well, you've gotten us in a fine mess this time, Ollie. Haven't they? Haven't we? We've gotten ourselves into a really bloody fine mess here, that's for sure. And so we have free people, and we have those that are less free, and then we have those who are just bond slaves and bond servants once again. And so basic decisions need to be made. This is why I always start locally. When we say become vocal local, we first need to begin right where we are, not as the change agent community organizers, but certainly to understand that as globalism transitions from global to local, as the Tavistock Institute fulfills their promise to take power to the edge, as we so thoroughly discredit national governments and state governments that people clamor for social control at the local level, basically begging for the invocation of the Goss Plan, the Soviet Plan, the councils of government locally, then we need to be prepared locally with our voice and our research to block the globalist agenda as it comes into our towns and our cities and our counties, and our states. And if we can understand that all of our basic fundamental principles all begin with property, and if we'll simply protect our property as if it is our life, which it is, we'll at least have a foothold in the 21st century. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.